A. Abilities, the how of your dream. God designed everyone with a set of abilities. These are the skills that come naturally to you. Do you have a natural bent towards numbers, towards creativity? Do you excel in coaching, speaking, writing? What are those activities that when you do them, time flies by, you're in the zone? Your abilities are not just the things that you're good at. They're the activities that make you come alive when doing them. Mike Miller is one of my great friends and another leader in our church. He leads a company called StrengthScope. The purpose of this company is to identify, leverage, and coach your key energizers in the workplace. It's an amazing concept. He has worked extensively with our church staff on this. Although StrengthScope is a corporate tool being used by companies like Facebook and Sony, it's really God's plan for each of us all along. When we operate in our spiritual giftedness, as seen in Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4, we start to come alive. Knowing what makes you come alive and what drains you is key. Oftentimes, we look at strengths and weaknesses from a traditional viewpoint. During an interview, if the interviewer asks you the standard question, "What are your strengths and weaknesses?" the answer that you'll probably give them is something like, "Well, I'm good at blank, blank, blank." Well, if you're good at numbers but you hate doing them, does that strengthen or weaken you? When you assess your abilities from God's perspective, you need to look deeper than merely where you excel. Ask yourself, "What makes me come alive?" Dr. Howard Thurman says this, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive. Because the world needs men who have come alive." The beauty of this is that God stirs you with a divine disturbance. What makes you come alive will align exactly with what the world needs. It's a win-win. God has wired you with a set of abilities and natural talents that you were born with. And when you gave your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit gave you at least one spiritual gift to help advance the cause of Christ in your generation. When these are working in harmony with each other, you'll never work a day in your life. It will be a calling. It will be your dream. M. Maturity, the win of your dream. Are you ready for the weight of God's dream for you? More than likely, you're not. The dream is ready, but you're not. I expand on this point in the next chapter on delay, but let me say this. While you think that you're waiting on God to fulfill His end of the bargain, He's waiting on you to prepare yourself. I'll never forget the advice one of my mentors, Dr. Don Fowler, professor and pastor, gave me one day regarding my future spouse. I was in college and recently dumped by my fiance. I was devastated. I just knew that she was the one, but she tore my heart out and stomped it the night when I caught her with her other boyfriend. Yeah, the three of us really didn't see eye to eye in moving our marriage relationship forward together. After a few months of feeling sorry for myself, I decided to get back in the dating game. But I was gun-shy, as could be expected. That's when I barged into Dr. Fowler's small professor's office, books, floor to ceiling, and said, "How do I know which girl is for me? How will I know I don't want to make the wrong choice again?" He said, "Phil, here's your homework. Get a sheet of paper and write down all the attributes and characteristics of your future spouse. Don't leave out any detail. Go to town. Keep in mind, these are the things that you desire to see in her and no one else." So I went back to my dorm room and wrote about 5 pages, single-spaced lines on yellow legal pad. I wrote everything I can think of. Godly, funny, passion for others, selfless, hard worker, great family, loves family, great friend. I left out no detail. When I arrogantly turned in my stack of papers back to him, he took one glance at them and then handed the legal pad back to me. And he said, "Phil, this is your list. Instead of focusing on someone else who meets this criteria, how about you determine to become your own dream list?" Although I had a dream, I was not ready. I needed to mature. I needed to grow into the dream. So do you. Maybe God has yet to bless you with the fulfillment of His dream because you are still unready. As you'll see in the next chapter, maybe you're lounging on the building block of delay. Making it real. Look back at the list comparing fully alive and simply breathing. Where do you fit? Why? Can you articulate your dream succinctly? If so, what is it? If not, have you considered a fast for vision clarity? What kind of fast are you going to do? When will you start? Record your progress. As you reflect on the 5 dream filters, which one resonates most with you and why? Desire, the what of your dream. Reason, the why of your dream. Experiences, the who of your dream. Abilities, the how of your dream. Maturity, the when of your dream.